Hi, I'm Hollis Walker, opinion page editor at the Durango Herald, and this is Focus 2021, a collaboration with KSUT Four Corners Public Radio. Today's topic fits into our category of editorials called Beyond Our Means, which addresses homelessness and affordable housing in the Durango area. Recently, we received a letter to the editor in which the author claimed that most people who are homeless in Durango are from somewhere else and should go back there. We heard the echo of the invective often wielded against Black Americans to go back to Africa. But his letter does beg the question, are the people in Durango who are without shelter from here or somewhere else? We called Neighbors in Need, the volunteer organization that works with unsheltered people in Durango, and asked them that question. One of their volunteers, Jim Misikas, went out to survey the people camping at Purple Cliffs. Misikas delivers propane for heaters weekly to Purple Cliffs, in addition to doing other generous volunteer tasks. Misikas spoke to 51 people living at Purple Cliffs, some of whom reported their own hometowns and also the hometowns of friends who weren't in their tents at the time. Here's what he found. Hang in there with these numbers. 29% were born or raised in Durango. 9% had lived here 16 or more years. Another 9% had lived here 11 to 15 years. 4% had lived here 6 to 10 years. 31% had lived here 2 to 5 years. And 9% had lived here up to 1 year. I know it's hard to hear those numbers, so I'm going to ask KSUT to post a pie chart that will make this easier to understand. But to summarize, 51% of the unsheltered people who live at Purple Cliffs had lived in Durango for 6 or more years. These are not just our neighbors. They're us. They're Durangoans. While that's interesting and perhaps surprising to some, whether these people are from Durango or not isn't actually relevant. The suggestion that people who are homeless don't belong and should go somewhere else is familiar. It boils down to dehumanization. That's why a man recently felt it was perfectly acceptable to brutally assault a 65-year-old Filipino-American woman on the streets of New York and yell at her, "You don't belong here," while bystanders took no action to help her. She has been in the United States for many decades. Sadly, this is what humans do. In order to protect our tribe, our stuff, our sense of belonging, we often reject and often brutalize others. Just as our forefathers enslaved Black Africans, excusing their conduct by judging Blacks to be less than human. And just as our forefathers oppressed and tried to eradicate Native American people, calling them savages. And just as still some call Asian Americans vile names like gook and chink and blame them for COVID-19. It seems easier for many humans to connect with animals, to see dogs, cats, birds, whales as deserving of love, being intelligent, worth saving in the face of climate change. Easier than it is to see as valued and deserving members of our community people who don't look like us, act like us, eat the same food, or wear the same clothes. Perhaps our world has changed too fast in the last few hundred years for humans to adapt. Instead of moving forward in our intellectual and emotional intelligence, some of us have moved backward into the forests of our early human tribes, where anyone outside our own gene pool was considered a threat. If the nativist letter writer had argued that the city and county are spending too much money helping unsheltered people, we might disagree, yet likely would have published his letter. But telling people to go back where they came from is hate speech that could even incite the kind of violence committed against the New York woman, or worse. Let's stop otherizing people who don't have homes. Don't let friends do it either. Remind them that the unsheltered people of Durango have a right to be here, just as we do, no matter where they're from. We're all human and deserve to be treated as such. If you're interested in talking about these topics with others, join me and other Durangoans for a Zoom meeting at noon on the last Friday of each month. Just send me an email at hwalker@durangoherald.com and I'll send you the Zoom link. This month on April 30, we'll discuss the topic Doing Business Better, how we can develop a more sustainable economy for Durango and our region. Thanks for listening to Focus 2021.